The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 2017. I'd like to thank Chris Hinckley for filling in for me yesterday. I had something I could not get out of, and Mr. Hinckley filled in. You know, he's not a razzmatazz, Mr. Super Personality guy. Michael Herzog and I were a little bit more colorful on the network. I'm a little bit more sarcastic, which some people enjoy and some people don't, but at any rate, that's just who I am. But if you listen to this guy, Chris is a really bright guy. Doesn't go off the deep end. He's very solid. Doesn't go into the gray shaded areas, and he's just very good at what he does. And he's been on this. Mike, how long has Chris Hinckley been on this network? Since it's opened? '08. Yeah, he's been here quite a few years, and I appreciate him filling in. You just know it had to get here, folks. You know, we watched big corporations that, of course, have the ear or the wallet or the short hairs of politicians, depending where they're at and what's going on. And, of course, we have the Food and Drug Administration in this country that, it's kind of like a pay-to-play, kind of like the old payola scandal in radio years ago. You know, they wouldn't play a record unless they got a little under-the-table stipend. Well, we have been talking about vaccines, and people have tried, and successfully so, religious exemptions, whatever the case may be. And it's getting harder and harder to get around state gov on the issue of these vaccinations. And as soon as I get her a new six CD set, yes, I'll get that out. Try saying that three times fast. Six CD set. Mary Toko will be on the air with me. She has not given up on this anti-vaccine campaign. And she's one of the stalwarts out there that has been doing this relentlessly year after year after year. So as soon as this set gets here and I get a chance to review it, I'm going to bring her on air and give you guys a complete update on what's going on in the wonderful pharmaceutical world where they want to shoot your kids up with God knows what and thimerosal and all kinds of adjuvants in there and all kinds of neat, nasty stuff. Well, they're getting nastier. North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox, a Republican, has introduced new legislation that, taken to its logical end, might eventually provision for employers to force their employees to be vaccinated under the guise of wellness. Ooh, you want to talk about fascistic. House Resolution 1313, picked a good number, known as the Preserving Employee Wellness Programs Act, contains certain provisions for disease prevention that, should employees refuse them, might end up costing them their jobs. That or employees could face penalties in the form of being ostracized or even put into higher insurance rates. Now, based on the legislation, open-ended language, employees could one day be refused the option of rejecting whatever their employers decide is appropriate for wellness and disease prevention, including government-recommended vaccinations. Now, while an employee could petition his or her employer for a reasonable alternative standard, I don't know what that is, you're either going to jab me or you're not going to jab me, and hold my job in lieu of the jabbing, kind of reminds me of a voodoo ritual. According to the bill, the Public Health Service Act is what actually defines this terminology, and this legal definition leaves wide open the possibility for employers to force their employees to abide by vaccination requirements set forth by the government. Now, the concern is that this bill, if passed into law, would be applied to penalize employers who do not get regular vaccines imposed by an employee wellness plan. And Health Impact News is the one putting out the red flag on this. And by the way, if you want to read the full text of H.R. 1313 in North Carolina at congress.gov, you can just go to republicbroadcasting.org, pull up the story. There's a click-through on that, and you can go right to the verbiage itself. Now, despite being the main sponsor of the bill, Representative Fox isn't necessarily its brainchild. Where the tricky language in H.R. 1313 actually stems from is the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, more commonly known as Obamacare. In it, provisions for implementing employer health promotion and prevention programs are outlined in further detail, as are the potential penalties for failing to abide by them. By the way, let me digress here for a second. Remember they said that, oh, you cannot refuse this Obamacare, and if you're a business, and you know, there'll be penalties and fines. And you know anybody that's been penalized? You know anybody that's been fined? You know, I don't know if they had enforcement ideas over this deal, but when everybody started getting there that did join Obamacare, I don't think they got over the sticker shock, and I think that echoed and rippled all the way back to Washington, D.C. And sorry to say, President Trump is playing fast and loose on this Affordable Care Act revision, or Obamacare 2.0, to let the likes of Paul Ryan, run this deal. You know, folks, it's being funded by you and I. Even though that you and I, if this were a democracy, 51% of us said, hell no. But it's still sucking money up out of the government budget. This is an expensive little thing. Oh, it'll be zero, Mr. Obama said at one time. Oh no, this is not going to cost. It's not going to be an increase in government cost. Yeah, my eyeball. Who wrote the language? The insurance companies did. And evidently, they've got some pretty damn good lobbyists there on Capitol Hill, because we're getting Obama light, and it's not even light. It's Obama 2.0, because a lot of the original stuff that was in Obamacare wasn't even touched by the Republicans. And a little further aside note from this, there seems like there's an all-out war going on in Capitol Hill. The more conservative Republicans, and these are the ones that would more or less side with, you know, you and me, the little people out here, or maybe, dare should I say, every once in a while, glance to Constitution. Don't know about that. Just an assumption on my part. But there seems to be a core of people that are not being identified, by the way, that are not being allowed to be on panels up there, you know, investigative panels, whatever, congressional hearing panels, or they're being kept out. The good old boys. The good old boys are being kept in the loop. The Democrats are still there. I'll get around in this hour of talking about the budget that just got passed, and you'd swear to God that Obama was still in office and Nancy Pelosi was still Speaker of the House. At any rate, as explained by Health Impact News, employer health promotion and prevention programs can already provide incentives and rewards for employee compliance, as well as surcharges and penalties for non-compliance. Now, what are these penalties, you might be asking yourself? How about higher insurance premiums, for one? As if they're not two or three or four, in many cases, maybe as much as five times that your premium was to your insurance company before Obamacare came in. Now, according to the text of H.R. 1313, employees who abide by their employer's wellness guidelines, which may include compulsory vaccinations, can be awarded up to a 50% off their insurance premiums. God, this is how desperately they want to poison you. They're willing to give up half of their cash just to do the voodoo doll treatment on you. Now, employers who do not abide by these wellness guidelines, on the other hand, could end up paying 50% more than their vaccinated coworkers. Oh, yeah. This is perfectly constitutional. This is perfectly legal. You know, our government has the ability to lay and collect taxes. Yeah, it's all legal. A forced vaccination that has been proven in many cases, many, many cases, to be harmful to human health. Now they're saying that they might penalize you for not taking them. Here, take your cup of poison. Here's your hemlock. Eat, drink, and be hearty. Well, for a while. H.R. 1313 is indeed a threat to anyone employed by a company or a large organization that offers a wellness program and partners with the government and the pharmaceuticals to give carrots and apple sticks to employees who do not go along with government-endorsed standard of care, which includes receipt of federally recommended vaccines. Whether the language in this bill says the word vaccine or not, warns the National Vaccine Information Center. Now, the NVIC is urging the public to contact their congressional representatives and two state senators to voice opposition to H.R. 1313. No employee should be forced to take vaccines in exchange for lower health care premiums or other company perks. Health freedom experts are warning about this. Now, this is medical discrimination and it's most damning. Well, discrimination? I don't think this even classifies as being discrimination. For a government to mandate that you pick up health care and then private companies turning around and mandating that you do this in lieu of you being employed with us or not. I wouldn't call that medical discrimination. I would call that medical termination, possibly. You know, what did Germany the other day say? Your vaccinations? I'll get to that story here in a second. But these vaccinations? No. Now there's a lot of mixed messages coming out of Germany lately, I know. But somebody over there had the clout just to say, no, we're not doing these vaccinations. And apparently, I don't know what it is. Is it the air? Is it the water? I don't know. Is it the culture? Is it something else that a country like Germany can do something like this, but we cannot? You know, we're supposed to have our sovereignty and keep your hands off my whatever and government, and you can't mandate me to do something. You know, the argument that was... oh, man. The argument that was given about the Obamacare issues was, to me, astounding. And forever burned into your minds, folks, and it'll never leave you. Trust me, it'll be there till the day you die. Remember Nancy Pelosi saying, well, you want to read the bill, we'll just have to pass it in order for you to read what's in it. Is that a representative type government? I don't think so. Now, they've said that you can visit the NVIC advocacy portal to contact your respective congressman. Once there, click on the national tab and you'll be directed to the appropriate page for contacting your representatives and senators. Now, it's got the links there, folks. If you want to go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, it's got links there. This is pretty big. You know, I mean, you want to talk about fascism. You know, fascism generally is when corporate jumps in bed with government and vice versa. Well, what then was the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, if that was not fascism? I don't know. Even though that it's a private corporation, it's not a government function, doesn't have government employees, is a private corporation for profit. And it has something to do with the issuance of our debt money. Yeah. I'm trying to look up that story here quickly. By the way, while I'm looking here, Harvard immunologists are saying that unvaccinated children pose zero risk. I am not going to be able to... wait a minute here. Nope. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Mainstream media banned reporting. Folks, I let me stop here for a second. Do you ever get the idea that, say, just at this very second, that you may be fast asleep, laying in bed, and it's the middle of the night, and you're just having a bad dream? That if you wake up in the morning, you know, your thoughts aren't going to be about nuclear war. Your thoughts aren't going to be about being unemployed. Your thoughts are not going to be about illegal aliens or aliens coming into this country to rape, rob, sell drugs, whatever. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning and there's not going to be racial tensions in this country. Do you ever get the idea that you're in the middle of a waking nightmare and you just can't get out of it? That thought struck me today. I'm just doing some mundane daily stuff, and man, this thought just kept creeping in my head. It was like, this is so unreal. It's almost as if we got a fake life. Mikey, open up my pod in there. I think I can squeeze this in. And the mainstream media is not reporting on this.
Mainstream media is banned from reporting on German court's MMR vaccine ruling. May 1st article. Judges at the German Federal Supreme Court, the BGH, confirmed in a recent ruling that the measles virus does not exist. Let me read that again. It's a shocking statement. Judges at the German Federal Supreme Court, BGH, confirmed in a recent ruling that the measles virus does not exist. The shock ruling came after biologist and vaccine skeptic Dr. Stefan Lanka bet 100,000 euros that nobody could provide scientific proof that the measles virus is a real virus. Mainstream media in the U.S. reported on the case, misinforming their audience that Dr. Lanka's position had been proved wrong and he had been ordered to pay €100,000. Oh, it's just about the same today. Considering the fact mainstream media in the U.S. is heavily bankrolled by Big Pharma, their rush to produce articles condemning Dr. Lanka as a, quote, sloppy and disreputable publicity seeker and a crank, end quote, is par for the course. As the LA Times gleefully reported, the challenge was taken up by David Bardens, a German doctor who compiled evidence from medical journals proving the disease's viral cause. When Lenka rejected the evidence, Bardens sued. Last week, a German court found Bardens' evidence persuasive and ordered Lenka to pay. But the story didn't end there. Dr. Lenka took the case to the highest court in Germany, and the top judges in the country reviewed the case. What was their verdict? There was no scientific evidence that proved the measles virus actually exists. It turned out that the proof, quote-unquote, provided was a composite of several different electron microscope images, and the composite involved different components of damaged cells. The composite could not be duplicated. The German Federal Supreme Court confirmed that there was not enough evidence to prove the existence of the measles virus. Did mainstream media update their audience with the new information that Dr. Lenka had been vindicated by the highest court in the land? Of course not. Big Pharma wouldn't allow them to broadcast or publish that kind of inflammatory truth. Writing about the landmark ruling, Dr. Lenka explained his scientific position. Quote, "In the trial, the results of research into so-called genetic fingerprints of alleged measles virus have been introduced. Two recognized laboratories, including the
That was, 17 minutes long? You know, this MMR stuff, you know, they were shooting kids up with this here in Texas. And old Gov Perry was backing it. And people said, you know, we don't want this. Eventually, that was backed off here in Texas. Now, where this is going to go, I don't know. Yeah, maybe Mary Toko will know a little bit more about this. Hopefully I can get her up next week. But, you know, we have watched the autism rates in this country go up year after year after year, coincidentally with the amount of vaccines that are being shot into our children. Used to be like 1 in 10,000, then it was 1 in 1,000, now it's 1 in 100. Do we even know how many of our kids now are being cooked and their little brains being bent? 8 out of 100? Check it out, just for the heck of it, let me know. So basically here, folks, what they're saying is that you don't have a right. You don't have a right to refuse anything that's mandated by the government. And I don't give a damn if it's vaccines. I don't care if it's Obamacare. They had a real problem with enforcement on that because how are you going to enforce that? You're going to penalize people for not buying insurance? And the argument was given. Well, you have to buy insurance if you have a car. The state mandates that you must have insurance. Well, that's not exactly 100% accurate. If you can show financial responsibility, you don't have to buy insurance. Now, the danger is that if you get in an accident and somebody files a claim against you, say there's an accident and passengers in the other car die, well, you can be sued and they can clean you out by way of lawsuit, if they win a favorable ruling on a court proceeding. That was the logic that was given. It's like, well, wait a minute. The state doesn't necessarily mandate that I have a driver license, does it? What if I don't drive? Well, you're not going to get very far, and you can't ride bicycles on freeways. So it severely limits your First Amendment right to free travel. You can travel, well, kind of, sort of. Now, here is a story that I didn't quite know what to make up. I just looked at this and I thought, you know, we know President Trump. By the way, there's a lot of questions being raised about Jared Kushner's dealings. It seems that he's wrapped up real tight with George Soros and I think Chase Bank. He's got billions of dollars worth of loans. At any rate, U.S. President Donald Trump is reportedly dismantling his shadow cabinet in the wake of a rise in tensions with his secretaries. By the way, until Jared Kushner showed up, there wasn't a whole lot of contention there, but now there is. So-called White House advisors, and this is Politico, so cautionary note here. This is Politico saying this. The so-called White House advisors appointed by Trump to monitor the cabinet secretaries are not D.C. guys. According to the AC? Not D.C.? According to administration source, that is why the president is reassigning or dismissing them. According to Politico, they said this Monday. After a recent meeting with White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, nepotism should be illegal, but at any rate, in attendance, infighting has apparently escalated. These guys are being set up for failure, said a source. They're not D.C. guys. They're campaign people. They have no idea how government works. Well, I'm not a D.C. guy, are you? And I've got a pretty good idea how Washington works, don't you? You've been paying attention. And isn't it amazing, I also had this thought today, isn't it amazing how much time we spend looking over the shoulder of our supposed representatives in Washington, D.C.? We have to spend an inordinate amount of time to check out what these insane people are doing. Which, all things being equal, you know, 2 plus 2 equals 4 instead of 5, we shouldn't be that concerned because they shouldn't be able to do that much damage to us. But they do. So here we are, on a government watch 24/7. Waiting for them to do this next stupid, unconstitutional, dangerous thing. Now, the Trump administration is now showing a willingness to allow the high-powered politicians to decide whether or not to keep the minders in their departments. The advisors have been mostly assigned temporarily, according to an unnamed official. I just love the unnamed stuff. Most individuals serving in the temporary positions during the present transition will have the opportunity to move into a more permanent role with the administration, either in the agency they now serve or in another area of the federal government. Infighting in the White House recently led to the dismissal of the controversial chief strategist Steve Bannon from the National Security Council. Well, actually, he's not entitled to the national security briefs, but I understand he's still part of that council. At any rate, more mystery, more debt, more drama from the government.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite.
a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Chris in New Mexico. Hello, Chris.
Hello, John. Godfather of alternative networks. Brother, I have a question. Is there a format today that I need to follow, or is it kind of open phone or what?
No, that's generally on Friday, but what's on your mind, Chris?
Well, I had a question for you, Brother John. I know that you believe, but if you don't mind sharing with, I'm a Christian, and I'm not a easy believism Christian. There's a distinction.
Yeah.
I just wondered what your affiliation is.
That's none of your business, Chris.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It is. I just thought I'd
Yeah, know. Because what I've said this before on air. This is what I don't
I've
get
I've never asked.
I didn't say that you never asked. I said I don't discuss this on air. Because what ends up happening is that you're not part of the tribe. Or you're not part of this tribe, you're not part of that tribe. And you're not outright ostracized, but you're taken, a little bit more lightly because, well, you're not welded with God. And it's... Chris, I have my beliefs, and I've been studying, well, ever since I was in catechism class in a Catholic school, St. Mary's School.
Well, I was raised Catholic too. What an abomination.
Well, and yeah, and I actually got, and I was a little critical thinker. Let me see, what grade was that? That had to have been the fifth grade.
Yeah, I was 12 too.
Yeah, well,
and I said, I want to read the Bible, and they said, oh, don't read that. We'll tell you what it says.
Yeah, well, in this particular instance, they were teaching catechism, and it just happened that my barber was the catechism teacher at this school, and I'm sitting there, and he's going through the Adam and Eve story, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking about this, yeah. So I raised my hand, and I said, well, is Adam and Eve the only people that God created? And he assured me that, yes, that is true. And I said, so he created no other people, just Adam and Eve, and then the apple deal, and they were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. Yeah. And I said, so where'd the rest of the people come from? I said, isn't that incest? That's what got me thrown out of Catholic school.
Well, the bloodline was so thin that it was applicable back then. It worked without having Mongolian idiots as your offspring.
Yeah, well.
So, and there was a lot more oxygen in the atmosphere in those days. So, you know, God, if there was a God, he made allowance for this, you know.
Well, remember there was ozone holes in our atmosphere. Maybe there's oxygen holes in our atmosphere now, and some people just aren't getting enough oxygen. That could explain it, Chris.
Yeah. No, brother, we're not getting enough oxygen.
We're not getting enough oxygen.
That's a true statement, brother.
All right.
Well, anyway, let me ask you this. And okay, we won't go there. That sounds taboo here.
Well, it is for a good reason, because...
That's well. Brother, let me ask you this question. What is Trump doing? Well, you know, he came on with this, I'm gonna make America great. And I heard him say up to 100%, but then I've heard him say we're going to make Israel 1,000%. And you know, I'm privy to the whole Zionist trick and all that nonsense. What is he doing? What does he think he's doing? What does he think he thinks he's doing?
I don't know.
I don't know either, and that's why I called. I wanted your take on that.
You've heard me say I've jumped off the Trump train. And I'm now on a Trump watch. I know, we got this wonderful Judeo-Christianity.
Oh, I hate that ethic. That ethic is so contraindicated. It's a complete contradiction.
Okay, if you're going to get off topic question with me, you got to let me finish the statement here, Chris. Okay, all right. I don't know. I said on the air that he's got more Jews in his cabinet than they got Knesset people in Israel. I don't know what the hell the guy's doing. I guess the best way I could put this is he had high ideals, he had aspirations, and he is just a civilian, never been around, and people thought this was double plus good, that he wasn't a politician. But it seemed to me as if Donald Trump is in over his orange little hair. I don't know. Because, you know, we still got Steve Bannon in there. And Steve Bannon was the link between Trump and Vox Populi, the angry people in America. You know, all the politicians will run on a platform, you know, what they're for and what they're against. Well, if you listen to Trump, hell, you know, it was going to be a turnaround. We were actually going to enjoy living the next 4 years of our life because we were going to see improvements all over the place. But I don't know. I don't know, Chris. So that's the only way I can answer that. Okay?
Back to that original thing where you told me it was none of my business, you know, and I appreciate that. That's fine. That's okay. Your outlook.
No, it's not. There's a reason why I do not do it.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, so we've already covered that, and I thank you for your call. All right, thanks. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother, how you doing?
What's up?
I just had to call in. That's the best response I've ever heard to someone who tries to put you in a box. You know, what's your affiliation?
Yep.
Excuse me, we deal with ideas here.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that my religious beliefs are none of your damn business, I appreciated that so much.
Well, and that's used as a wedge, isn't it? You know the old saying, there's two things that you should never discuss in a bar when you're half looped, politics and religion. And there is a very simple answer to that. The reason why you shouldn't is it's because it's never ending. You know, I mean,
you know, but politics, I'll always engage people in. Religion, never.
There are so many, you know, and it's fascinating to me that, you know, we are now more or less fighting religious wars or people that are, you know, to the extreme in their beliefs. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, and what God represents their belief system? You know, I mean,
Yeah, it's belief. It's not knowledge. It's belief. And that's the danger. While I've got you on here, John, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
This Con thing, the Convention of States, seems to be catching a little bit of traction now. I wanted to get your take on the Con. I am not comfortable with the education level of the American people.
Well, it's not necessarily it's not necessarily the level of intelligence or knowledge level of the American people. These con-cons are dangerous from the standpoint of look who we have as governors. And once gotten behind closed doors in a constitutional convention, I mean, they can literally, this is not an exaggeration, they can literally throw out the Constitution, both federal and state, if they wanted to.
Agreed.
You know, at one point in time in this country's past, we had statesmen and people that adhered to the Constitution, and they weren't little flip-floppy little politicians or little fishies, you know, just flopping around like you just pulled them out of water. And at one point in time, that might have sounded like a good idea. But a constitutional convention, I can remember back in the, the 90s, we got wind of this that in Florida. We found that people in Florida, they were gathering up the names of governors, and I think they had 28 or 30. I think you need 34 to actually call a constitutional convention, 34 out of the 50 states. And they had like 28 already collected. We caught wind of it. The response that we got back is, how the hell did you people know what we were doing? You know, they thought they were going to pull a fast one by getting people, you know, in this constitutional convention, call it, and whatever that they were going to do. It's bad enough trying to trust these people with the republic. They turned it into a democracy, a legislative democracy. Could you imagine what these people would do, Chuck, if they got behind closed doors?
Well, I can't imagine. If they're not going to follow the Constitution we have now,
yeah,
what are they going to do to the Constitution we have now? And I was kind of surprised. Michael Rivera, who I have tremendous respect for, he sounds like he was starting to lean more towards the Con, and I'll be calling him tomorrow to ask him on it.
Yeah,
because I am so terrified that what little bit of liberty we have protected by this Constitution will be taken away by a con taking our Second Amendment and anything else they want.
Well, and, you know, this, as I stated, this is a danger. And how many of these people have you seen? I mean, whether you're talking about snowflakes or safe spaces or out-and-out communist professors stirring crap at universities across America, when you look at something like that, when fact and thinking is replaced by emotionalism, you know, I mean, what do you think you're going to get? I mean, the brouhaha that was stirred down here with the SB4, I wasn't here yesterday to talk about this, but we're ending sanctuary cities here in Texas. And you should have seen our state legislatures and what some of these people were saying that didn't want this. They wanted their sanctuary cities. Hell, they wanted babies dropped and people that are here illegally, you know, they're just fine people. And it's like they're ignoring the law. They're ignoring the Constitution. I mean, Chuck, like I said in the first part of this program, it's like a waking nightmare. It's like...
Okay. My opinion, they want their slave labor. I mean, it's hard to make a living as a remodeler in the state of Texas when yeah. whenever it's like, okay, I can hire a guy for, you know, $4 an hour.
Right.
And, you know, I hire a subcontractor who packs 8 and 10, 12, 15 men in a house somewhere.
Right.
And they're all illegals, and they know that they're illegals, and they're slave labor. And they charge them by the hour. You have 8 hours in a bed. That's it.
Yeah.
And you better be at work tomorrow for $5 an hour. And they're charging them $300 and $400 and $500 a month for, you know, their rent.
Right.
For a bed for 8 hours. And yes, you have the kitchen, but that bed is yours. And they're just, no, I'm sorry.
Chuck, what part of Texas you hail from?
I'm in Crowley, actually.
Okay. It might be my imagination, but I'm looking around here in Round Rock, and I'm seeing less and less what I would, you know, with a trained eye and experience, would consider to be illegals running around. I hardly see any of them.
I have people calling me now that all of a sudden they can't find help.
Well.
And they're trying to contract with me at the same labor rates. Right. Really?
Okay, well, yeah. tell them to wait for the next wave of illegals to come into the country, whether they be other than Mexicans or whatever. So I hope your roof's not going to fall in on your house or, you know, in the meantime.
Yeah, you know, if you want quality work, you know, you hire somebody like me. If you want, well, whatever, then you
well,
hire them.
Okay, well, hey, you know, I mean, to be fair here, a lot of the illegals did lawn service. And I am still to this day fascinated how somebody with a weed whacker can actually edge your sidewalk so rapidly and so neatly. I can't even do it with a regular. I can't do it as well with a regular edger, okay? So
I will give it to them. There are some times, and yes, they're human beings, and if
yeah.
I were a Mexican, would I come here? Of course.
Well,
but the realities are, we're a nation,
yeah.
and we need to take care of our own first.
Well, and I have some people have accused me of being too light on the illegals, that somehow we should be frothing and acting like rabid dogs. And I simply said the majority of these people that have come into this country were simply looking for work. Now, do you blame the Mexican? Because he's starving and living in a cardboard box in Mexico City or on the outskirts for trying to feed himself. Because look, Chuck, at what happened with the majority of their money. They'd come here, get a job, and, you know, on Fridays, I used to watch the party stores. You know, they'd be lines deep with people making money orders out to send back home to Mexico.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're bad people.
No, I didn't
I'm
say
just
that you
the
said
realities,
that. Yeah.
The realities of the world are that we're a nation, and we must take care of our own first. And if we don't, we'll cease to be a nation.
Well, and I don't know the blueprint for how to put people to work, you know, how to build things and how to do things like that to support an economy for a country. I don't know. Where's Mexico been? I just don't understand why the government of Mexico cannot create an environment to empower their own people by way of jobs. And I'm not talking about the mad rush because of NAFTA of American companies going down. I'm talking about developing their own economy.
How much effect has the American predatory banking system crippled Mexico?
Oh, God. Well, and you heard me. I mean, Pemex or Permex or whatever the heck it's called, their national oil company. You know, I suggested one day that, you know, Trump is such a good deal maker that he calls up the president of Mexico and says, hey, I understand that your national oil company is on its last legs and it's getting ready to collapse. I'll make you a deal. We'll buy every drop of Mexican oil you can pump out of the ground and we will buy it. Okay. Provided that, you know, whatever they do with their profits. But you know what? I'm sure we could work out a deal. We could scrape about $12-13 billion to build a wall.
But we don't need a wall. I mean, now this is something a little controversial.
I was thinking about that today as well. Go ahead.
All we have to do is say you cannot hire an illegal alien. We have laws on the books where if you hire an illegal alien, there's fines, penalties, and even jail time, and they don't enforce the law.
Ah.
If we just enforce our own laws, I have never hired an illegal alien in all the time I've been in business. On my advertising, it says English only spoken here. AT&T would not run, or more correctly, Yellow Pages, would not run my advertising. They suddenly, after about 5 years, about 4 years ago, said, our legal team said, we can't run your ad.
Ah, because you know, hablé español?
Yeah, because all it said was English only spoken here.
Yeah.
And they considered that racist.
Chuck,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Chuck, I've got to run. I've got a break. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much. All right. Yeah. Press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Texas is on the verge of banning sanctuary cities, and police chiefs are not happy. Really? Texas is nearing final approval of a contentious bill. That'll just that first sentence there tells you the mindset of the writer. I had a better posting, but somehow it got lost in the cake mix, and it didn't get posted. Now, this would ban so-called sanctuary cities, so-called. No, they are sanctuary cities. You know, the previous caller here, you know, Easy. Just go after the people who are hiring illegals. Shut them down there. We have laws on the books. But if they create sanctuary cities, guess what? Nobody pays attention to any of the rules, including police chiefs. Now, this has drummed up a fierce backlash both within the state and across the country. The bill, SB4, would allow local officials to be charged with a Class A misdemeanor if they knowingly fail to comply with a federal request from ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to detain a suspected unauthorized immigrant. Unauthorized immigrant, you mean an illegal alien. Okay, but at any rate, let's not split hairs here. Who was arrested on charges unrelated to immigration. Now, officials subject to such charges would include chiefs, police, sheriffs, constables, and jail administrators who could face fines or even be locked up in their own jails if convicted. The bill's critics are numerous, including Democrats, immigration advocates, religious leaders. Yeah, just ask the Pope on this one, Pope on a rope. And police chiefs themselves who could be penalized if they refuse to enforce federal immigration law. Under current federal law, localities are not required to honor ICE detainer request, also known as detainers, unless they are accompanied by warrants signed by judges. Federal courts have even ruled in the past that honoring detainees can violate detainees' Fourth Amendment rights. Whoa, stop here. Boy, how could a federal court, how could they rule that honoring detainees can violate detainees' Fourth Amendment rights if they aren't American citizens? They have no rights in America if they're not, what? Americans. See what I mean about the waking nightmare? But the Texas bill would change the optional nature of the detainer request. Folks, first off, let me just say this. It's not a felony busting in this country. It should be. If you try to get into the United States and you're not doing it the, you know, even the visa way, okay, work visa or anything of that nature, if you're showing up in this country, you ain't got no paperwork, guess what? Bye-bye. First off, change the optional nature of detainer request. You're illegal or you're not. Some of these judges don't even want you to ask anybody if they're illegal. I'm not a, and trust me on this one, I'm not a big fan, because we've had an ongoing rub with the police and federal officials. Yeah, I want to see your ID. Well, okay. Sure. If you're going to tell me what crime you've suspected me of committing. Well, no, we just want to find out who you are. Yeah, and I'll say again, I don't have to tell you that. You do not have to show an ID to a cop simply because he requests it. You see where the dynamics of this comes into play. Anyway, let's do this. Let's take top of the hour break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Even Trump, I'll get into this as well next hour. You know, since he's been in office, what, 100 days or something like that? He's admitted 12,218 refugees since Inauguration Day, and 1,472 are Syrians, and 1,359 are Somalis. Oops.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.